Thanks, Dr. Patton. It's a pleasure to get to speak to all of you this afternoon and share a small amount of my field research in using amicarbazone and controlling poa annua and cool season turf grasses. In the southern United States, it is common to overseed turf grass with perennial ryegrass in late summer, early fall of the year when temperatures begin to decrease. This provides several benefits to the turf in question. In a golf course scenario, overseeded Bermuda grass with perennial ryegrass enhances the playability for golfers. Also, on athletic fields such as football fields, soccer fields, baseball fields, it enhances playability for athletes, provides better traction in an otherwise dormant turf grass. Also, the visual aesthetics due to dark green color, fine texture, as well as its striping characteristics make it a desirable species for overseeding. One common problem encountered by turf grass managers is infestation with poa annua in these cool season turf grasses. As seen in this image, during a heavy infestation of poa annua in a darker colored perennial ryegrass is aesthetically unpleasing. And if we take a closer look, we can see that the light green to whitish seed heads produced are also aesthetically undesirable as well. And these seed heads are produced throughout the spring in the south and until the summer when the poa annua completes its life cycle. One issue with poa annua control in perennial ryegrass is there are very few products available to turf grass managers for post-emergence control of poa annua in perennial ryegrass. Ethofumisate is one product that is registered that has been used for years. It has it controls poa annua and also provides good perennial ryegrass safety. However, in the southern United States, we need a complete Bermuda grass dormancy when making applications, or we could see negative effects to Bermuda grass, especially during spring transition the following year. But Spirebeck sodium is another product that has been researched a lot over the last decade. It has been researched in perennial ryegrass, creeping bentgrass. It controls poa annua, and depending on the weather conditions, it could be quite injurious to perennial ryegrass. Day-night air temps of at least 21 or 10 degrees Celsius are needed. If conditions are cooler, it's a good chance that you could get a very chlorotic period of the perennial ryegrass following application up to several weeks. Amicarbazone is a new triazolinone herbicide which inhibits photosystem 2. If we take a look at the chemical structure, amicarbazone, unlike many other triazolinones, which are potox inhibitors, contains a sp2 hybridized carbon nitrogen bond, which is very similar to several photosystem 2 inhibiting herbicides. It was deemed a more efficient photosystem 2 inhibitor than atrazine in 2009. This was based on extensive electron transport rate studies and photosynthetic efficiency studies in corn and broadleaf weeds. In a perennial ryegrass scenario when controlling poa annua, some research has been conducted recently. It has been found that up to approximately 100% control of poa annua has been seen at 0.5 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare. And the perennial ryegrass showed good tolerance, and there were no negative effects on spring transition of Bermuda grass, which this would make this product very desirable for a turf grass manager. With that, our research objective was to evaluate poa annua control and perennial ryegrass response to amicarbazone and industry standards following different application regimes. Now I'd like to just discuss some materials and methods. Two studies were conducted in fall spring of 2009 and 2010 at two locations, the Auburn University Turfgrass Research Unit in Auburn, Alabama, and the Auburn University Plant Breeding Unit in Tallahassee, Alabama. The perennial ryegrass seed of choice was PhD, overseeded at 900 kilograms per hectare on October 14th of 2009. The perennial ryegrass was mown twice per week at 2.5 centimeters, except during periods of slower perennial ryegrass growth during cold periods, mowing may have been 7 to 10 days apart. It was fertilized with 24 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per month. My plot size was 1.5 by 2.4 meters, and the herbicides were applied as fall or spring applications. If you'll allow me to set up this table of treatments, The red line in the center of the table is separating my December and my March applications. Herbicide treatments included amicarbazone at 0.13 and 0.26 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare, and these were applied in single and sequential applications beginning on December the 4th. March applications below the red line mimicked the December applications. However, in the spring applications, we added an amicarbazone treatment at 0.53 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare rate. In the fall, we used ethofumisate as our industry standard, and we applied it in a single application of 2.1 and a sequential application of 1 plus 1 kilogram per hectare. And our industry standard in the spring was buspirovac sodium at 0.074. This is the ADSP formulation. And just to give you an idea of the growth stage at the time of treatment, perennial ryegrass was at approximately the 7 leaf stage when the study was initiated in December, and perennial ryegrass had approached nearly the 5 tiller or greater stage for the March 4th applications. Herbicides were applied in standard turf grass weed control format at 280 liters per hectare with a CO2 pressurized sprayer, and we used a T-Jet 802VS nozzles. 0.025% volume-to-volume non-ionic surfactant was added to herbicide mixes, which were addressed by those herbicide labels. Ratings collected included poa annual control, perennial ryegrass visual injury, and perennial ryegrass cover. These were all rated on a percentage scale of 0 to 100%, and they're described here on the slide. Perennial ryegrass quality was rated on a 0 to 9 scale, where 0 equaled poor and 9 equaled best quality. Treatments were organized in a randomized complete block design. Data was subjected to analysis of variance using Fisher Protected LSD. I did this in PROC, GLM, and SAS, and I wanted to make mention here that the fall and spring applications were analyzed separately based on the distance between treatments and rating dates. Pairwise contrasts were conducted for pre-planned comparisons according to initial experimental objectives. And there was no treatment by location interaction. Therefore, data were pulled across locations. However, I do want to make mention that the Tallahassee, Alabama location had minimal poa annua population numbers in my study area. Therefore, the poa annua control data that I will be presenting is from the Auburn, Alabama location only. Now I'd like to share some results. All of the graphs will follow this basic format. My December applications are located on the left side of this red partition, March applications on the right, and with percentages on the left side on the y-axis. As seen in this graph, ethofumisate provided superior poa annual control in December, both the single application at 2.1 and the sequential at 1 kilogram of active ingredient per hectare. The greatest performing amicarbazone treatment was at 0.26 kilograms per hectare applied twice, and this was still considered unacceptable poa annual control. March applications, the best performing treatment was buspirovac sodium applied twice, followed by amicarbazone applied at the high rate of 0.53 kilograms per hectare. All other treatments provided unacceptable control of poa annual. Here's just a small table of contrast that I performed, and I'm going to pay special attention to the p-values in bold. December versus March applications of amicarbazone were significant. This is due mainly to the moderate level control that I achieved with the high rate of amicarbazone in March. Contrast 3, two amicarbazone applications at 0.13 kilograms per hectare in December versus March was significant. Also, two amicarbazone applications at 0.26 kilograms per hectare December versus March was significant as well. And lastly, amicarbazone at 0.53 versus two applications at 0.26 were significant. With that being said, although contrast 3 and 5 were significant, poa annual control was considered unacceptable in both cases, with maximum control being around 35%. Now ryegrass injury. For December applications, the most injurious treatment was the sequential amicarbazone application at 0.26 kilograms per hectare, followed by the other sequential at the lower amicarbazone rate. and compared this to the March applications, I saw no visual injury 4 weeks after initial application with any of the treatments in March. Perennial ryegrass cover. In the December applications on the left, we saw a significant reduction in cover with the 0.26 kilogram per hectare rate of amicarbazone, and all other amicarbazone treatments and the ethylfumisate treatments were similar. As we skip ahead to the March applications, we saw no reduction in perennial ryegrass cover, and what initial injury was there in December had eventually healed in once tillering of the ryegrass had taken place. Perennial ryegrass quality was reduced significantly with the sequential amicarbazone application in the fall, and was also significantly reduced with the lower rate applied sequentially. All other treatments were similar. And in March, the best performing, or the best quality of all treatments was the Spirovac sodium treatment applied once, and all other applications were similar for perennial ryegrass quality. Now I'd like to set up the following images. All of these images were collected on April 8th, 2010, so therefore December applications, there's going to be no injury present in those December images. First off, we have amicarbazone at 0.13 kilograms per hectare applied sequentially on the left in December and on the right in March. Once again, as you can see, there's plenty of seed heads present, and control was unacceptable. Control was slightly more significant in the December applications, however, still unacceptable by turf grass manager standards. Amicarbazone at 0.26 kilograms per hectare applied sequentially, December on the left, March on the right. Once again, poannual control was not acceptable at these rates and timings. Amicarbazone at 0.26 compared to ethylfumisate applied twice. We see greater than 95% control of POA on the right image compared to the amicarbazone treatment on the left. Once again, we compare the 0.13 kilogram rate of amicarbazone to Bespirovac sodium. Bespirovac sodium, of course, supplied, or we achieved 90% control with this treatment, as opposed to less than 20% control with amicarbazone at the low rate. And once again, we compare the 0.26 kilogram per hectare rate to the Bespirovac sodium on the right, still inferior to that treatment. And the high rate of amicarbazone at 0.53 kilograms per hectare applied in March supplied us with about 70% control. In summary, ethylfumisate and Bespirovac sodium applied twice controlled poannual greater than amicarbazone. March applied amicarbazone provided the best combination of poannual control and perennial ryegrass safety. Sequential application of amicarbazone in December significantly reduced perennial ryegrass cover and quality. In conclusion, December sequential amicarbazone applications should be less than 0.26 kilograms per hectare to avoid significant perennial ryegrass injury. Amicarbazone at the high rate provided good poannual control in March without causing significant perennial ryegrass injury. And these lethal rates of amicarbazone are too injurious for perennial ryegrass in December. Acceptable POA annual control with amicarbazone may involve sequential March applications of 0.53 kilograms per hectare, but we need to research this further before making recommendations. That concludes my presentation. If I have time for questions, I would like to.
We'll hold off on questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, sir.